Many answers are given to the question as if Sukkot is the holiday that reminds us of what happened after we left Egypt, where we dwelt in the Sukkot and we were surrounded by the clouds of glory, then why doesn't it follow Pesach, or at least Shavuos? Why is it after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the autumn, and not immediately after Pesach and Shavuos when these things actually transpired? I was thinking of adding another answer of my own. The order of the three Yomim Tovim follows the order of Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chochma is factual information that one must have in order to function. Bina is the understanding of that information and its implications, and acting upon the implications of the knowledge. And Das is putting it all together and putting it into practice. And that follows another order. Beficha uvilvavcha la'asoso. Torah says, first, in your mouth, that is knowing the facts and verbalizing them. Then, bilvavcha, in your heart, understanding their meaning, import, intention, and application and implication. And then, la'asoso, to do it, put it into practice. Pesach is the yontif where we amass a tremendous amount of knowledge of the fact that there's a God. The whole idea of Pesach is to speak. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. To use our mouths in speaking and speaking about the Exodus from Egypt and gaining a tremendous amount of factual belief in God. Shavuos is the yontif of Lev, of the heart, where we, now that we believe there's a God, we accept His kingdom upon us, we accept His Torah. Shavuos has no mitzvahs that are verbal and no mitzvahs that are practical, actual. Mostly Shavuos is just the idea of accepting the Torah, receiving the Torah in our heart. That's the bina, the understanding. Once we understand that there's a God, what is the implication of it is that we have to accept His commands. And finally, the yontif of Sukkot is the yontif where we put it all into practice, the esrog, the lulav, the sukkah, a lot of action. And that is das, the leman yedu doroseichem, ki basukos hoshavti, that you should know, you should be able to put it into practice. In any case, this would have been fine if we didn't sin with the golden calf. But immediately after Shavuos, we sinned with the golden calf, and to a certain degree, we abrogated the chachma, the wisdom that we got on Pesach, and the bina, which we got on Shavuos. So we needed to replace it. So after they repented for the golden calf, God gave us two new holidays to atone and to correct what we lost by Pesach and Shavuos. The first was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Pesach. Rosh Hashanah is the time again when we become aware of God's kingdom, and we use our mouths to daven extra. It's a yontif of verbalization, of getting the facts, the fact that God is the king over all the world and so on. And then comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur takes the place of Shavuos. Yom Kippur was the time we received the Torah again. And Yom Kippur is the time when we accept again our responsibilities to the Torah by doing tshuva. So, and Yom Kippur is a holiday of the heart, where we return to God with our hearts. And after those two Yomim Tovim are corrected, Rosh Hashanah supplements Pesach, Yom Kippur supplements Shavuos, then we're ready for Sukkot again. So Sukkot follows Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are the corrections of what we lost on Pesach and Shavuos.